B-Pod Studios.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
All right, let's not play that music. Andrew, play the song.
Which one?
Well, I kind of wanted to hear the other song. I miss it.
I don't.
You don't miss it?
No, because they weren't winning when this all ended.
Can I tell you, this is heresy, but I still like this team better than that team.
Than the 0-1?
Yeah.
We like the way they're built better. And you hear some of these names, I completely agree with you. But in terms of emotional attachment,
no, I can't go
2019-20 over this team, over
0-1. I know. I still, it's thinking, God, how did they not battle in something for the one seed? All right, let's go back. June the 5th, 2001. Game one, NBA Finals, Marv Albert and Doug Collins on the call.
All right.
Here we start with Doug giving the keys to the game for both teams.
I asked Kobe before the game, there are a couple things to look at for the Lakers. He said two things, rhythm, are we in our rhythm? And second, what kind of defense are we playing? Those are the things that carried us. For Philadelphia, I think two things. I think they must win the first quarter, and I think Mutombo must stay out of foul trouble.
The 2001 NBA Finals are underway as the Lakers control the opening fifth.
Wow.
Yeah, it's loud.
Wow. That's pretty awesome, man. Oh, my. I asked Kobe. I miss Kobe. Oh, my. Can you believe Kobe passed away?
No. I really can't. And it was surreal doing the playback today.
I know.
And seeing young Kobe, full head of hair. Yeah.
Wow, Kobe, Shaq, Shaq-a-lacka, Hagger the Tiger King.
Yes.
Shaq goes on, gets started on the way. Here you go. They throw it into the big fella. Could Mutombo, could he stop him? Remember, the controversial move was Mutombo for Theo Ratliff at all. Ratliff was injured. There was talk about whether or not he probably wasn't going to be back for the playoffs. Enter Mutombo.
Iverson. Rick Fox fires down. Derek Fisher lost the handle. And here's Shaq.
Well, that's what we talked about in our open. He has done this in every first game of every playoff series for the Lakers. They're 7-0. He's averaging almost 38 points a game. He's taking the first two shots.
Wow, I forgot you forget how dominant the Shaq was. 44! Yes! Shaq, game one in a loss, scored 44 against Mutombo. Few minutes later, though, AI gets on the board. AI had 40. And here's two of them.
When he gets 30 plus shots, they are 7-2. When he doesn't, they are 4-5. Hey. Let's shoot the ball.
Kobe Bryant lost it. Here's Iverson. This is off a sloppy start by the Lakers. Sixers with a 5-2 lead.
Dude. Think about that stat. When AI has 30 plus shots, the Sixers are 7-2.
Amazing.
Think about he has to shoot 30 plus times.
Just so I have a chance to win.
Oh my God. Alright. Sixers up 5-2. But the Lakers go on a major run. 14-0. Oh, my. Listen.
Now you see Kobe chasing Allen Iverson. Fisher pressuring the ball. This is what they'll do as they go to the bench and bring in Eric Snow and go to a smaller lineup.
Time out, LB. Sixers. Wow. That's how dangerous that Laker team was. 14-0 run. Like, they were ridiculous. We went into that series going, no shot, need a miracle. Lakers up 16-5 after the 14-0 run, seemingly ready to run away with the game. But AI had heart.
How good was that? I mean, Kobe Bryant right on it. He drives it and gets Kobe back on his heels, pulls back with the quick release jumper. That was beautiful.
Second field goal for Iverson. 2 of 6 from the field.
That's right. Now, Rick Fox, remember that name? Rick Fox buries a 3 on the end. But Allen would have a lot to say in this game.
Shot clock down at 2. Iverson. Oh, what a spectacular finish as the Sixers use the full 24.
Now, how many guys do you know when they're struggling to shoot the ball would not take a shot like that against the clock? He never looks at his shot attempts. He will take the shot for his team.
This is the best. He never looks at his shot attempts.
Oh, I'm at 45? Oh, who cares?
How about that shot, dude? Because you just saw it. That shot was crazy, wasn't it?
Yeah, he was falling down. He actually got blocked earlier in that possession. And then, you know, obviously shot clock doesn't restart. And then they were just running plays for him nonstop. Even though he got blocked, they went right back off ball screen to get him down baseline if that shot. It was crazy.
All right, so the Sixers embark on their own run. And as the first quarter comes toward a close, a key moment. Kobe turnover and Aaron to Allen.
15-5 run by Philadelphia. Bryant lost it. The key took it away from Kobe Bryant. You can see Allen slowing down, trying to draw the foul.
Allen Iverson in his last 5 quarters, he had 44, then he had, 26, then he had 44. He had 70 points in his last 5 quarters. Tonight, in 6 quarters, he now has 82 points. That is amazing. This guy in 6 quarters put up 82 points.
Wow! In 6 quarters. So his last 6 quarters, 82 points. Oh, my Lord, that's ridiculous. But it was key because that's how they were built. With McKee playing great defense, picks Kobe's pocket, goes to Allen. Now in the second quarter, Sixers back in the game, down only by 1. But who takes over? Not Kobe. Not Derek Fisher, but Rick Fox.
Montre Bell, one of the heroes of the Game 7 victory on Sunday, is on the floor for the first time. Robert Horry, who just checked in, able to power that rebound. Here's Fox. Yes. Rick Fox has been on fire. He's 5 for 6 from the field.
Rick Fox. On fire, would finish the game with 19 for the Lakers.
Hollywood star Rick Fox.
Yes. Do you remember when the Kobe news hit? A lot of people thought that Rick Fox was on the helicopter.
Yes, that was one of the first of many false reports.
Yeah.
From that day.
So anyway, the Sixers and Lakers go at it. And the Sixers, again, are clawing back. And then they take the lead, finally, with about 4 minutes of change to go in the second quarter. They take the lead from an unlikely source.
Lakers up 40-39. Shaq now has 12.
To Todd McCullough in this situation, go big with Dikembe. He's put a shooter in there because of the quickness. McCullough could not play him, so Geiger has worked out well tonight.
That's right. That Geiger. Speaking of Tiger King, he was the Buffalo King. Did you know that?
No, he owned buffalo.
He had a buffalo ranch.
Oh, my God.
Yes, why? Matt Geiger raised buffalo.
All right.
Tax write-off in Florida or something. I don't know. Matt Geiger. Geiger. And it was amazing because he did. He was useless up until that series, and he actually played well in that game. Sixers lead by 5, late second quarter. And I want you to listen to this because this is a back and forth between two of the greatest players of our generation, AI Kobe.
Just under 3 minutes. Remaining in the half. McKee.
That was not pretty by Aaron McKee, but somehow he found Allen Iverson on that baseline. Kobe putting all kind of pressure on the ball. Aaron McKee doesn't turn it over very often. He makes simple plays.
Kobe Bryant. By Kobe. Tyron Hill was looking for the rejection. That's only his second field goal. Bryant is 2 for 8 from the field.
How about it? That was pretty exciting. So here we are, final seconds of the first half. Sixers lead by 8. Listen to what happens at the end.
Final seconds. Bryant, once again, played very well by Ben Aaron. Forced. Was able to force the ball. 7/10 of a second remaining in this first half. But for the Philadelphia 76ers, an exceptional first half in game one of these NBA Finals. Allen Iverson, 11 of 24, an extraordinary 30-point performance. And the Sixers have the lead at halftime.
How great is that? You heard, oh, by the way, you did hear that, the rim reverberate right there with the Shaq follow, the Kobe miss. But Sixers still, again, what a lead. What they're winning at halftime. And we're like nervous. But we're feeling good. They extend that lead to 9. They extend that lead to 13. But we're a little nervous. 5 minutes left in the third quarter when Shaq starts to go off a little bit.
Looking for Kobe to get going. Very quiet game. There's Shaq. Well, Shaq has done his part. He now has 26. Snow is out of control. Nice grand kind of shot. He's beating Geiger to the loose ball.
It's got to put his body or something on Shaq. He's given up 3 dunks here. And listen to this crowd.
Yeah, 3 dunks Geiger gives up. We're nervous. Lakers now down by 9. Shaq's at the line. Listen to what happens.
Shaq following up on the free throw.
It starts to get white knuckle. That's right. Fourth quarter. Lakers erase that lead. Cut the lead. The Sixers lead down to 1 with a Brian Shaw bucket. Bust out Brian Shaw. But Allen answered.
Shaw from downtown. To bring the Lakers within 1. Iverson from way downtown. Allen Iverson with 41 points.
I said they were wearing him down. He was getting tired, right? So yeah. He should not be able to make that kind of shot.
Oh, my God. How about it? What a shot. AI. All right, midway through the fourth quarter, Lakers get some help from their bench. You know by who? Tyronn Lue. That's right. Tyronn Lue.
Doug, how about 5 steals in 10 minutes for Luke?
He's giving him some energy, something they desperately needed.
Originally a first-round pick of the Denver Nuggets. Here's Lue shooting.
Yes!
Tyronn Lue,
on the unlikely hero. Help the Lakers get back into it here in this fourth quarter. They're within two.
How nuts is that? He was 5 steals in the game. And then he buries the three, Tyronn Lue. Let's fast forward. 3.5 minutes left in the game. Back and forth we go. Sixers still clinging until Kobe. Kobe buries one.
As he tried to work it out, he was hobbling, defending on Fox. Fox goes right at him. McKee is struggling, you can see. Bryant. Here's Kobe.
Who is going to score for Philadelphia now? If Allen Iverson can't get the ball, who is going to be able to put it in the basket?
Wow. This is awesome. This is completely, this is incredible. We're going to overtime, Judas. Can you handle overtime? Remember, the Lakers actually jumped out to a 5-point lead in overtime. It looked bleak for the Sixers offense. And you know who gave them the biggest clutch bucket? This man right here.
It has become desperation time for the Sixers with just under 2.5 remaining in overtime. Roger Bell can't find the shot. To the scoop! Roger Bell with a gorgeous move to bring the Sixers within three.
That's right. Rajah Bell. Wow. He got the clutch bucket after the Lakers had started off scoring 5 straight. Bell comes in and really gave the Sixers an ease. The Sixers respond with a 7-0 run, capped by you-know-who.
A minute and a half remaining in this overtime. Here's Lue.
Bad shot in. At that time of the game.
The 76ers with the ball down by Iverson for three. Yes! Allen Iverson has given the Sixers a 101-99 lead.
See, Lue took the bad shot, fell out. Nobody got to Iverson. He went ahead and took advantage. That's 5 points on the break now. The last two possessions for Iverson.
Transition threes. Could that man play today? I think so. Now, Sixers up by two. The key moment in the game. AI with the ball. AI with the iconic step over.
7 unanswered for the 76ers. Iverson, bothered by Lue. Iverson.
How about that?
Steps over Tyronn Lue.
7 straight points by Iverson. Looked like he was dead in the water.
The Sixers by 4. 40 seconds left in overtime.
Wow, the step over. Iverson looks like he's dead in the water. Tremendous. But the game's not over. Kobe hits a big jumper. Sixers down again, only by two. They need a big bucket to make it a two-possession game and to clinch it. How about this man? From Michigan State, seals it.
Now you've got to score because the Lakers are going to get another possession.
76ers with
Texas. 9 second differential between the game clock and the shot clock. Three on the 24. Gives the Sixers a 105. As you mentioned earlier, Doug, Eric Snow, a player who on a number of occasions has hit clutch shots down the stretch.
Wow. How about it? Incredible stuff. Incredible stuff. Sixers, Lakers, they win game one as I think that they were a double-digit underdog, if I remember correctly. They were getting a big number in that game, and they were able to win it. AI's greatness. I mean, that was incredible, Junis. Was that not incredible?
Allen Iverson completely carried that team, right? Like, I mean, that's why we talk about comparing the two teams, 2001 versus today. Today's team wins, even though you might say that they had the best player out of that matchup. Iverson is prime because, you know, he's a Hall of Fame player. We know that versus what Ben and Joel could be. But overall team, man, today's team's better.
Amazing.
They got to the finals with that team.
Amazing.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.